Unit 4, E. 1. Exercise A.
Julia Hobday is marketing director of Red Reef Lifestyles, the new age fashion chain that has created some of the most memorable marketing campaigns of the last few years. We're very pleased to have her in the studio this morning to talk us through some of the basics of successful marketing.
Thank you for inviting me along to Talking Business.
I'd like to start, if I may, by asking about the market research that you do. How do you gather the data that you need in order to spot new opportunities and target the right people?
Well, firstly, we have access to a lot of published market information where we can get useful quantitative data on general market and economic trends and buying behaviour.
By quantitative data, you mean statistics, right?
Yes, that's right. We use what we call desk research to get data that already exists, for example, company records or findings from market research that is published in journals or on the internet. Another important thing we do is benchmarking, where we look at what our competitors are doing, their market share, their new products, pricing strategy, and so on.
So that would also be part of your desk research?
Absolutely, because we can do it from our desks. Of course, we also get out and do field research, because we also need to get a good idea about the attitudes of our customers. Not only our existing customers, but also the potential ones.
So, field research means going out and collecting information. Are you talking about market surveys?
Yes, surveys are one very important aspect of field research. There are a lot of different ways of conducting them. But with the spread of the internet, I guess email and online surveys have become the most popular methods.
Sounds like desk research to me.
True, we could argue about the definitions. But anyway, it's a useful method and also very cost-effective. Having said that, I believe that the other more traditional ways are still valuable, depending on how you do them. You can send people questionnaires, but the problem there is that response rates are unreliable.
How about telephone interviews? You know, cold calls.
Telephone interviews can work in some sectors, but they require a lot of skill on the part of the interviewer. People don't like cold calling. They feel they're being pestered or think someone is calling to sell something. Also, the response rates aren't good. People hang up. That's why we still prefer face-to-face interviews where there is human contact. Of course, the way you conduct your survey depends on a number of factors, including time, resources, money, and target market.
And what other types of field research do you carry out?
As I said, we have to do the quantitative research to get statistics about numbers of customers and incomes and so on. But we also need qualitative research, which is about people's feelings and attitudes towards our products and what motivates them. So we might run focus groups with small groups of customers, where we ask them to give their opinions about a particular subject. Or we could observe customer behaviour, for example, by watching shoppers in a supermarket. Tastings are also useful in supermarkets.
You mean when you give people samples?
Yes, but not for the purpose of promotion, but in order to get their feedback. Here it's especially important that they do blind tastings. In other words, you don't tell them the name of the product. But tastings are useful because people like doing them. They like the idea of getting something free.
And what tips would you give for successful field research?
That's a tricky one to answer. But I would say, prepare well so you're asking the right questions. Talk to the right people, the ones you want to connect to your product. Talk to enough people so that you get the complete picture. And try not to lead people to the answer you want. Try to be impartial. It's not easy to stay objective, but it's important not to show bias. And a final point, make sure you interpret the results you get very carefully. Market research is only of any value if you draw the right conclusions and act accordingly.